passing around as the world goes by. You're thinking like a fool, it's a case of do or die. Good morning, everybody. My name's Marcus Newman. That's Issa. Misinformation. And Nikos behind the glass. Good morning, Nikos.
Hey.
Good morning, Misinformation.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
That guy that called in last week had the best idea ever. What's his name? Steven from Steven Point, Wisconsin?
Yeah, he had one more good idea.
He had one more good idea. And here we are. We're live here on WCPT Chicago, 820 AM, the nation's largest and most aggressive progressive talk radio station. Nikos, today's a holiday. Do you know what holiday it is, Nikos?
I don't know.
You don't know? Issa, do you know, Misinformation? Do you know what holiday it is?
No.
It's Bears Packers, baby! You know what we should do? Can we, like, make phony phone calls? Are we allowed to do that? Can we call my friend Jill? She's a Packers fan. She's a singer in one of the bands I'm in. Can we call her? Nikos, please? Mm-hmm. Please? Please?
You get this stuff.
We go from Judas Priest to Bears fight song. Dun, 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 bear dun. My Uncle Howie knows every word to this song.
I'm not going to lie. I only found out this song existed like within the last like 2 years.
Can you find one with the lyrics?
It's like a whole song?
Yeah. It's Bears Packers! It's a holiday. Aaron Rodgers, allegedly hates puppies and has been seen kicking little dogs. It's true.
I mean,
I heard it's true.
Did you do your own research on that?
I did. I was, just like all of my conservative friends, I sit on the toilet and scroll, and that is research. Ta-da, thrill of the nation with the I formation, something like that. Ta-da. It's Bears Packers at
noon.
I have
to listen to that song at least once now.
Come on, give it to us with the lyrics, man. I know that there's lots of people out there that could care less about football or care less about the Chicago Bears or care even less about the Packers, because who would care about the Packers? But I grew up watching these games with my dad. Should we call Jerry?
He's not going to watch the game.
What would my dad say?
He's going to watch, what
I'm
is it,
texting
The Voice?
You right
Dancing
now.
With the Stars.
I'm texting you right now. My dad, I can't put his medical business out there. Maybe he will. Nikos, I'm giving you my dad's phone number. Let's call him.
I feel like he's going to be watching The Voice still. It has Ariana Grande on it now. I'm sure he loves her.
Oh, that's not the right number. It's this number.
Okay.
That the middle three are that. Not 9-0. I got fat thumbs. Are you watching The Voice, Misinformation?
No, I'm watching clips of it.
Yeah, Ariana Grande goes back and forth. That persona that she's got, it's like kind of like a little ditzy.
Mm-hmm.
And then she will say or do something that's incredibly insightful, especially musically. It's really, like, confusing.
That's what she's talked about before, is because, like, when she talks a certain way, people don't expect her to have the intellect to back it up behind it. So she said before, like, sometimes she'll talk in that way just to mess with people. Well, and just to say, like, hey, I can still sound like this, but I can still be intelligent.
Yeah, she's doing a good job. I watch her arrange the music with, you know, they don't show you everything, obviously, because it would take forever, but she makes some really good suggestions musically, which I think are interesting.
Yeah, I know she produces some music, too. I don't know.
Hey, Paul back there. Paul behind in the back room. Let's see. Hold on if I can see him. Is that Paul? Hey, Paul. Paul, he's not listening to our show.
Yeah, he is. He's good. He's good.
I'm seeing you. It's Bears Packers.
Oh, no.
You're wearing a Raiders hat. No. Bears Packers. What are you doing? He's wearing a Raiders hat because the Bears beat the Raiders. Poor John Gruden. You got to listen, you know, if you want to be stupid, you got to be prepared for it to follow you. That's what I mean. Like, I've done stupid things in my life. And if I, like, go to a high school reunion or something like that and somebody says, like, aren't you the guy that did this? I have to own it. You know?
Yeah.
Did stupid stuff. Is anybody calling Jerry?
Jerry, that's his name.
There you go.
Is Jerry. Yeah, we're calling Jerry.
Are we calling Jerry?
Calling Jerry.
We got to call Jerry. I also would love to call Jill. Jill's the singer in this band that I'm in. She's a really good singer, and she plays a very mean tambourine. I want to put a like an angry face with a marker on her tambourine because it's a mean.
That would be great.
It's a mean tambourine. She's some kind of a Packers fan.
She put googly eyes on the tambourine too.
Aaron Rodgers looks like a homeless person. He has the kind of face that makes you want to punch it, and now he's got the kind of hair that makes you want to pull it. So it's like a punch and pull situation.
Isn't he a good quarterback, though, like stat-wise?
See, this is why we call you misinformation. He doesn't even talk to his own family. I mean, what does that tell you?
He still has good stats?
Good stats. The guy cannot win playoff games. Did he not answer, Jerry?
We are calling him again.
I saw his number pop up and then it went away. I think he didn't answer.
He probably saw who's calling. He's like, nope, I got to watch my show.
All right, Nikos, find me those bells because we're going to get started. I'm taking the Bears to beat the Packers. The Bears, Paul, the Bears will beat the Packers today. 24-23. What do you think about that misinformation?
I think if they win by one, that's more realistic. No offense to Bears fans.
Jerry, we'll have to come back to Jerry. Okay. Today's show is called...
He says the number isn't working. We got the wrong number.
No, it's not the wrong number. I told you it's 401.
Yep. That is what it was put in. I don't know.
All right, hold on. Let me just...
Maybe it's not meant to be.
I don't know.
It's not meant to be.
Oh, there we go. We're coming out swinging. Wait, I need more bells.
That's the only bell you get.
Okay, every time we change topics today, we are going to hear this sound. We're coming out swinging. It's round one. We're talking about labor. Labor. If you look anywhere, Issa, if you look anywhere right now, you're going to find that, what? Employers are saying that they can't find anybody to hire.
Mm-hmm.
That people, I hear the conservatives all the time, there's too much unemployment insurance, right? People are staying home. They don't want to work because they're getting unemployment insurance. But at the same time, there's all these strikes all over, these labor strikes all over the country. So, Issa, what do you think is going on?
I think that the pandemic made a lot of people realize that they were being underpaid for their work. They were being overworked. They weren't getting the time to spend with their family. And now after the pandemic, they're having those expectations. They want better pay. They want time to be with their family and a better work-life balance. And I think a lot of jobs just aren't meeting that, which is why we're seeing a lot of strikes. In August, we saw, I think it was 4.3 million people, most of which who were non-union, leaving their jobs and looking for better jobs. So I think that's what's going on. Workers are finally realizing like they have the power because they are the labor and they're fighting for what they rightfully deserve.
Okay, you ready, Issa? Here's what I think. In the United States of America today, there are 708 billionaires. Billionaires. These are people who have $1 billion or more.
Which is hard to conceptualize.
708. And their total net worth of the 708 people is approximately $4.1 trillion. Okay? And that is equivalent to the entire wealth of the first 50% of the American population. Let me give it to you in a different way. There's 330 million people in the United States of America. 330 million people. Half of them is 165 million people. 708 people have more money than 165 million people. And if you don't know, Issa, the difference between a million and a billion, if you put it into seconds, right? A million seconds is like 11 weeks. A billion seconds is 1,000 times more than that. So it's like 5 years.
Right? So
it's so upsetting because all we've been hearing throughout the entire thing is like, oh, they don't have money. Everyone's suffering. It's like, no, it's not everyone, because the upper 1% of the 1% has profited billions off of this pandemic. And I feel like all the stats coming out now just support that even more.
Here's another way to look at it, Issa. Ready? If it's true that this country is 50-50 politically, okay, you take 165 million people, okay, that's 82.5 million people are currently voting against taxing the 708 people.
All I have to say to that is why. I hate the narrative I see back is, well, if I had that much money, I wouldn't want to be taxed. It's like, you're never going to have that much money in your whole life, for starters. And second of all, if you did, the money that these people would be taxed is nothing to them. And I think a big thing, a big issue is it's hard to conceptualize how much a billion is and really the big difference between a million and a billion. And I think what you did with the seconds really shows people. And I think that's part of the problem, because in people's head, they're like, oh, millionaires, billionaires. Okay. They're not truly understanding the wealth that is behind the billionaires.
It's important, it's hard. Right. It's important to understand, right? So the difference between $1 and $1,000 is a lot, right? What can you buy with a dollar? Can't even buy a candy bar.
Yeah.
Right? With $1,000, right, you can buy lots of things, right? So that relationship is the same. If I have $1 million, then 1,000 million is a billion, right? Mm-hmm. That, hold on. 1,000 million. And then a 1,000 million. So it's hard even like to conceptualize. $1 trillion.
I'm
is
done
a
at that
thousand
point.
Billion, right? And so I people don't really understand these you take the country, cut it in half, take the accumulated wealth of the bottom half of the people of this country, all of them. That means 85 million of them are voting against taxing fully 708 people, and that, Issa, is the craziness about conservative politics. The craziness. Because the conservatives have convinced these people, right, that taxing those 708 people effectively is bad.
And it doesn't affect them. Like, these are people who are spending $100 million on yachts. They're not going to miss a couple extra million in taxes.
Right. Or billion.
Or billion. Yeah. And that tax money can be put to good use into programs by the very people who are voting against it.
All right, we've got two.
I also, hold on, real quick. I also think that it's a misconception a lot of times, especially with this Build Back Better agenda that's going on. Mm-hmm. A lot of the people are, how are we going to pay for this? I don't want to be taxed, blah, blah, blah. It's only people that are being paid over $400,000 right. that are being taxed, by the way, too. It's not you, it's not me, not the average person who doesn't make over $400,000. Right. Those people are being taxed. Absolutely. So just get that out of your mind
What if this guy?
The thing is, like, taxes are in fact being raised.
Yeah. What if this
But not for the average American.
What if this one guy is making $70,000 a year, all of a sudden makes $400,000 next year? Then he's going to have to pay more taxes.
I'm glad that he's making $400,000.
Get the bells ready.
That's fantastic.
Get the bells ready, because we're going to the phones. Two of my favorite callers on this show are calling in right now, and we're going to go quick hits first with O'Hare Tony. O'Hare Tony, you are on the air, WCPT 820 AM. One more good idea with Marcus and misinformation, Issa.
Now, real quick, for clarification, is it misinformation or is it just misinformation?
Like, no, it's like the, I don't know how old you are, O'Hare Tony, but it's like the Cool and the Gang song, Misled, which Nikos is going to look up, Misled by, it could be Misled or Misled. And that is, this is miss space
information. A fun play on words.
All right, O'Hare Tony, wait for your bells. You're coming out swinging today on One More Good Idea. So we're going to, Nikos is looking up the song right now. So ding, 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 go ahead. You're up.
Oh, well, thanks, sir. But real quick, there are two things, because this subject about the ability to conceptualize how much money these people have is really close and true to my heart. If we were to use, like, a penny, a basic penny, as the smallest form that we have. It's okay. $10,000. So that equals $1 is $1 million. And Jeff Bezos has $217,000 in the bank, and one penny is worth $10,000. So if somebody makes $70,000 a year, they're making 70 cents a year.
Yeah.
No, he's making 7 cents.
7 cents.
When they make 400,000, they're making 40 cents a year when they make 400,000. So anybody making over 40 cents is finally going to get taxed.
Yeah. It's crazy over here, Tony. That's a really good way to look at it. So if you just think about a penny, a $70,000 a year wage earner would have one penny, and Jeff Bezos would have $40,000, right?
His net worth has increased insane during this pandemic.
O'Hare, Tony, do you order from Amazon? O'Hare, Tony?
I try not to.
But you have.
I mean, in this day and age.
Yeah. What are you going to do? Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
O'Hare, Tony, if you could go up in a spaceship with William Shatner, would you do it?
I would go anywhere with William Shatner.
That's hilarious.
And I think he would turn it into a spaceship. You know what I mean? I'd be like, I don't know where I came from, but it's definitely not from Earth. But I'm with William Shatner.
Yeah, he for sure is an alien. O'Hare, Tony, thanks, man, for contributing to our million billion discussion. We appreciate you very much. Be safe out there in the car.
Hey.
And we're going to...
my favorite show of the week, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks,
thank
bro.
You.
We're going to come out swinging with Seattle.
Oh, I got one really quick, though. So, also, it's kind of... I was just having this conversation with my friends about sports salaries, too. So, think of it this way. In Europe soccer, a lot of times, they'll talk about how much... You know, you'll say their overall contract's like $407 million, right? And we're like... We had that conversation, and everybody like, oh, what would you do with $1 million? What would you do with $1 million, right? But they break it down, like, per week. So it's like, that guy makes $50,000 every single day, you know? Now compare that to, like, what Amazon guy is making, whatever. I don't even know the math, but let's just, it's probably over $100,000.
I'm going to
every single day. And then you break it down per minute.
Yeah.
It's like, that guy makes over, let's just, he probably makes like,
I'm going to look it up,
$15,000 every single second.
Maybe more.
It's crazy.
All right, give me some bells. We're going to Seattle, the home of Starbucks coffee and throwing a fish. And
Seattle Krakens.
And the Krakens. We're going to Seattle. Paul, you're on the air. One more good idea, WCPT. 820 AM Chicago, Illinois. What's up, Seattle Paul?
Well, Marcus, you forgot to put your statistic in the most meaningful term. So
go ahead.
The 708 billionaires that make $4.1 trillion in collectively compared to the 165 million people who, by division, make about $24,000 a year. And that is on a 40-hour week. They make $12 an hour, and I guarantee you, when you're making $12 an hour, you work. You're on your feet doing work. Billionaires don't work.
They spend their day
on the telephone.
No.
Their money works. And that's the problem with the society. We reward people who don't work and punish people who do.
Yeah, you know what? Seattle Paul, you are making such an incredible point because I hear conservatives all the time talking about people who are on welfare. And they say, these people are being rewarded for not working. And yet, the richest are coming from money, and they're not working. They're just being rich. They're working at being rich.
And not only that, Marcus, they love to talk about entitlements. So, you know, in 1970, the Supreme Court heard a case on entitlements in which they established the definition of such. And it really comes down to this. Any financial benefit into which the person or party, such as corporation, does not pay directly, but is entitled by virtue of meeting the qualifications of the application process, which means that military contractor entitlements, subsidies to the oil, coal, and gas industries are entitlements, subsidies to the tobacco industry, entitlements, everything that they apply for, and what the Republicans love to do is use the power of the federal government to use the credit card to give the money to the billionaires when they apply for it. And the reason they don't want to pay for the $3.5 trillion infrastructure plan is because they would have to... You see, that doesn't add to the national debt. That adds paid for with tax increases, and they only want to vote for the $1.2, the smaller infrastructure bill, and put it on the national debt. That's the one that would add to the national debt. that has the stuff that they want, but they don't want to pay for it. They want to
put it on
the credit card and leave us holding the bag. That's the fact.
I hear you. Seattle Paul, thank you so much. It makes me so happy that you are listening to our show out there in Seattle. Do me a favor, throw a fish for me and say hi to the Starbucks. It's not the original Starbucks anymore. That one burnt down, but it's the next original Starbucks.
Yeah.
Misinformation. You got something on your phone.
So I looked it up. Jeff Bezos makes $142,000 per minute. And therefore, during the 11-minute Blue Origin flight, his personal wealth increased by $1.57 million. So in 11 minutes in a spaceship, this man earned $1.57 million.
Every 10 minutes, the guy earns more than $1 million.
I'm just saying, if we were to break it down like that, how many per minute, per week, blah, blah, blah.
205 per day.
It would be a lot. And what's hilarious is that even that money right there that he made just in 9 minutes, like even that's like, for the like average person's like, well, what would I do with $1 million, you know?
And just they don't want to tax.
Yeah, yeah, and they want to get taxed. Like, you're telling me someone who could make $1 million in 9 minutes shouldn't be taxed accordingly?
Like, he's playing the space cowboy. He's playing space cowboy because he has so much extra money to blow.
He's working hard. He's working hard.
Or hardly working.
Give me some bells. We're going to Villa Park Vicky. Villa Park Vicky, you are coming out swinging here on WCPT 820 AM. One More Good Idea with Misinformation Issa and Nikos and Marcus Newman. What's going on, Vicky?
Hey, guys. Love the show. Yeah, William Shatner got a lot of attention going up in space. And from his statements afterwards, it sounds like he had a somewhat transformative experience, almost spiritual type experience. And I've yet to hear anything from any of the money people that went up there along those lines.
Jeff
Bezos went to outer space and he still can't find his heart.
Villa Park Vicky, that is a beautiful phone call. Thank you so much for bringing that up. Listen, I would imagine, right, that going up in a spaceship and viewing the Earth from outside of the atmosphere is going to help you understand how small we all are. Whether we make $1.5 million every 11 minutes or make $1.5 million over the course of our lifetime, the relative size of who we are in the universe is the
same. Marcus, yeah. maybe he came back an alien.
Listen,
that's the enlightenment that happened to William Shatner.
Villa Park Vicky. This is the music that I hear in my head. And Vicky, I just want to thank you so much for your phone call. And you're right. William Shatner has learned something and shared that with us
as a result of going
to outer space.
He's definitely higher than any of us.
Right, but you don't hear Jeff Bezos or Elon Musk standing up and saying, I viewed the Earth from outer space and I've come to terms with my relative size in the universe. We don't hear that.
No. He would never. He can own the universe at the rate that he's going.
Like, how much does the universe cost?
$1 billion. He'll make it in Jeff Bezos will make it in 2 years. Especially with the way Amazon's heading right now.
I'm just saying, William Shatner is confirmed to be an alien.
All right, I can't talk about money anymore. It's depressing me. Give me some bells. We're coming out swinging.
Not ready yet.
It's 8:28 in the morning.
I like the box thing you just tried.
It's 8:28 in the morning. It's 77 degrees in the studio and 137 degrees outside.
We got to take a break. Hold on.
No breaks. No. Only break we could take is Al's North Shore Electric.
Nope. We got a break.
No, we don't have to break.
Going to break. See you in a minute.
Music music seems so loud. I wish that I could lose this crowd. Maybe it's better this way. We'd hurt each other with the things we want to say. We could have been so good together. Hey, Tucker Carlson's an idiot. Give me some bells. Give me some bells. I'm coming out swinging today. I told you that.
That's the best transition.
Tucker Carlson's an idiot.
I second that and third it.
Tucker Carlson is an idiot. Please pull the videos while I set this up. Tucker Carlson is being interviewed. He's being interviewed by a gentleman. And they're talking about the Fox News' vaccine mandate. And this, Tucker Carlson is laughing like a nervous hyena.
He just looks so, like, awkward and uncomfortable.
And has the stupidest response. Stupidest response.
Yeah, I got it.
To a question about being vaccinated. You got it?
No vaccine mandate. But according to Newsweek, the company requires unvaccinated employees to submit to daily COVID testing. Is Fox News denying the civil liberties of its employees by being stricter than President Biden?
I don't know. I mean, you should probably ask Newsweek. It sounds like they've got a pretty precise handle on what's happening. If someone asked me, have you had the vaccine? Are you circumcised? Would be my response.
Okay, stop. What's your favorite sexual position?
Okay, so these are his, like, questions.
Tucker Carlson asks his own self the question. Nobody asked him if he's vaccinated. Nobody, right? In this interview. He said,
if you asked me if I'm vaccinated, I would say, are you circumcised?
Yes, I am.
I would say, what's your favorite sexual position?
Now, do you see what he did there? He went from vaccine to penis to sex, right? Because that's where his brain's at. Because he is his head is a penis. He's a penis head. That's what he is. I'm allowed to say that.
I guess.
Nikos, those are words that are in the dictionary. They're not on the list. Listen.
There's more of this video.
They're talking about being vaccinated. He's talking about penises and sex. That's where his head's at, right? And that's the dog whistle. And if you don't see it, if you don't look at this particular interview and see how ridiculously stupid Tucker Carlson is, then now it's on you. Now it's on you. Because that's like the worst.
It's amazing how many different ways Tucker Carlson can say, I'm vaccinated.
By avoiding all the questions and throwing stuff out there, I think he's hoping. I can see the dog whistle. I think he's also just hoping to say something so absurd and so ridiculous, people don't realize, like, wait, he didn't even answer the question.
No,
he's
didn't.
Repeatedly avoided the question because he is vaccinated.
Ask me a question. Any question in the world.
What color's the sky?
Penis.
Come on, man.
You see, now it doesn't matter what you said because I said penis. That's what he's doing. My daughters used to play this game when they were in sixth grade. Tucker Carlson has the intellect of a sixth grader. He's playing the penis game.
It gets you to think
of something else, right? He also came down on Pete Buttigieg for taking paternity leave and suggested that Pete Buttigieg was at home during his paternity leave trying to figure out how to breastfeed his baby. Okay? Now, this time, he said boobs. That's what he does. Tucker, I'm asking you an intelligent question that's going to cause you to think and demonstrate to the audience who you really are. Boobs.
There's a reason the court decided that no sane person would find what he said to be truthful and
reasonable.
Factual.
No, they didn't say sane. They said reasonable.
So there's a reason the courts ruled that spews all this stuff, but can do it under the guise that no reasonable person would believe him.
Nikos, ask me an important question about something that I believe in or something that I think about.
Okay, what string do you think is the best for mandolins?
Boobs.
Oh, okay. Good.
Now it doesn't matter anymore.
No, if you were more Tucker Carlson, you would ask me, well, what about the wood? What about the wood?
What about the grain of the... What about where the wood was this... I have a friend
Tucker
of a
Carlson's
friend.
Tucker Carlson's an idiot.
Where did the wood come from?
Hey, guess what?
Who made that wood?
Give me some bells. Bells. Ding, ding, ding. See... Oh, we need to be more ready on the bells. Yeah, come on, man.
Sorry, there's things happening.
We're fighting here. They're coming out swinging. Look out. Hey, so the CDC wants pregnant women to get vaccinated. Why? They have conclusive proof that the vaccine does not mess with your reproductive health. They have conclusive proof that the mother, the host, will transfer the immunity to the parasite, the fetus. And they're saying that it's incredibly important for pregnant women to get vaccinated.
For all those listening, calling a pregnant woman the host is a play on the fact that a conservative news person referred to women the entire interview as saying the host body, the host.
Issa, you have to look. Don't give my secrets away.
I have to because I know there's someone listening who just heard that small part and missed that lovely interview with that gentleman, which you're free to listen to, but it is so degrading and dehumanizing to women. It's hard to listen to.
First of all, just because you're capable of being a host and we are not, is no reason to be uncomfortable.
I mean, you can still be a host and be a man. You have bacteria in your gut. There you go. You're a host for them.
and don't kill that bacteria. Yeah. Because we are pro-life. All life matters, right?
I was going to say, because it helps with your digestive system.
The people who object to me and my political views tell me constantly that all lives matter. Except they eat animals, because animal lives don't matter. Just human lives.
I think also there's like this weird thing, especially when it comes to like Fox News. Like, there's this weird connotation when it comes to like women and like pregnant women, especially. It's like, whenever they talk about it, I feel like it's, like, awkward for them to talk about it. For some reason, like, it's awkward for all these... It doesn't matter if it's men or women or whoever. Like, it's just awkward for them to talk about women. There was this interview. They had a doctor on, and it was with... I don't know who it was with, but they were, like, talking. They're like, well, when someone gets pregnant, we need to watch out for them. And it was like, the other guy's like, yes. Yes, we do. And it was, like, a weird, awkward silence, and I'm like... Why is this so awkward to talk about pregnant women? Like, why are we making this so weird? And then they proceeded to talk about vaccines. Like, it was like, I love vaccines, I hate them. Well, he's like, what? Yeah. How can you sit there and why is Fox News so weird about pregnant women?
Because they're the hosts.
That should be they are, literally. Like,
because that's how they view them.
They're host bodies. Listen.
It's probably like, you know, a problem with women thing.
Speaking of coming out swinging, like, I'm going to talk about someone who could probably beat me up. I just talked about like the majority of the male population and the majority of the female population of America, who's somebody that could beat me up. But Joe Rogan's an idiot. So he had Sanjay Gupta on his show, and I didn't. Disclaimer: I didn't watch the whole thing because I have a hard time watching Joe Rogan. I will tell you this. I know a lot of people like him. A lot of people I like him. He has done incredible things for the medium of podcasting, right? I mean, he's got a tremendous following and everything. But Joe Rogan, at the risk of you punching me, sitting on your toilet, scrolling through the internet, looking for people who agree with you is not research. That's not the same as the research that the scientists, the doctors, and the nurses are doing in the medical field as pertains to the vaccine. So when you have a guy like Sanjay Gupta, a scientist, a doctor, on, you are not, in regard to science, on the same level as he is.
Not at all.
Okay? That's just the fact. And so when you toss your, you know, toilet paper inspired theories towards a doctor like Sanjay Gupta, the presumption that your understanding of the material is the same as his after years and years of study and research and so forth is preposterous, right? It's absurd at the highest level. You are not on par with him because you're a comedian, because you're a broadcaster, because you are an MMA commentator. That does not make you a scientist. And your thoughts about science are opinion-based. They are not scientific fact. It's annoying. It's annoying to me that you believe yourself to have an understanding equivalent to Drs. Fauci or Gupta. It's annoying. Stop it, please. Yeah.
And I think that's a huge issue, at least that we're seeing now, is where we're kind of giving people like Joe Rogan, who don't have that background of science, we're elevating their opinions and their views to the same levels as these medical professionals, because there's this idea that we need to show, well, you need to show both sides. Okay, but both sides aren't equal. One side is based on science, research, data-driven, all these things, and one side is just opinions from someone who doesn't have the backing to even understand what they're reading.
Yep.
And we're presenting those at the same level, and I think that's dangerous because people are seeing people like Joe Rogan or others sharing this information on the same platform, sometimes side by side, like we see here, and they're like, oh, since he's going back and forth, he must know, like, as much as this other person knows.
Yeah, it's a big microphone syndrome. Big microphone syndrome. Like, could you imagine what people would think if I sat here? And this is a tiny microphone, right? I mean, this is a paid show on a Sunday morning before anybody's even awake. And if I sat here and tried to argue with a doctor, like our medical correspondent, Dr. Gary Schaffel, if he called in and he said, this is what's going on. And I said, no, I don't think so. I'm seeing lots of people. And I was getting into it with him like that. It would be absurd. Right. But Joe Rogan's microphone is bigger. Right. So that he somehow people allow him to do that.
We've lost the absurdity of it because we're so used to seeing celebrities or these figures elevated to the same levels as these medical professionals. If not, they're being held up even higher. And I think that's where a lot of the misinformation is coming from.
That your namesake.
My namesake is because we're presenting it as if it's a perfectly contradictory fact, too, which it's not. It's just a contradictory opinion.
I mean, think about this. So Nikos is over there on the other side of the glass. He's doing all kinds of things. He's managing the Facebook page. He's managing the feed. He's managing a whole bunch of stuff. And I'm asking him for drops and sound bites and all this kind of stuff, videos, and all, that's all happening. Could you imagine? And I'm just sitting here flapping my gums. That's my role, right? I'm very, very adept at it. But if I started telling Nikos the proper way to do that stuff, immediately he would think to himself, like, what are you talking about? You don't know what you're talking about. But somehow we don't apply that natural reaction to these celebrities who believe, you know, I saw on Fox News, they, you know, because I was doing my Oppo research, they had a nurse on there talking about objecting to being told that she has to get the vaccine. So I reached out to a friend of mine. Her name is Dale. She's a nurse. Okay. And we were talking about that. And she's like you get 10,000 nurses together. One of them doesn't want to get vaccinated. And that it's such a small minority, almost a ridiculous minority. But Fox News says, find me a nurse that doesn't want the vaccine. They find that person and then they put them on the air. And it lends credibility to that point of view that really is so infinitesimally small that you would say statistically it doesn't even exist.
And people listening now think that more people like the nurse share those opinions. It's like last week for the Women's March when I mentioned that they were giving the TV time to the very few pro-life protesters there and gave them equal screen time, even though the amount of pro-life protesters there was so small.
It was 1,000 to 1. Right?
And yet they got more, I think, the same or maybe a little more screen time. And it's just, it's not an accurate representation, but we get caught up in this idea like we have to show both sides, which is cool, but show them accurately, reflect them accurately. Don't put them up on the same level if they're not.
Yeah, it's hard to do because, listen, 1,000 people agreeing with each other is less interesting than one person disagreeing.
Which even the news, again, they still have to draw in viewers. So for sure, putting a nurse like that on Fox News, I'm sure drives up the ratings.
Yeah. I don't know. I listen, I respect Joe Rogan for what he's done for broadcasting, for podcasting. I really do. And I think it's amazing. I wasn't a fan of his as a comedian. And I'm not like an avid MMA watcher, right? But I respect what he's done. I once watched a car show. I love these car shows where they build custom cars, and they were making a car for Joe Rogan.
Okay,
and he seemed to be appreciative. He was getting a Chevy Nova. custom made.
The problem, I think, well, no, I think I know, is with Joe Rogan, with I guess my problem with him is that he's the type of liberal that obviously leans right, and when he talks about the, he'll bring on guests who are, for all intents and purposes, right-leaning people. And then he'll bring on, say, like, a left, I'm not even bringing, like, Dr. Gupta did whatever he needed to do, but he'll bring on, say, leftist guests, and then he'll just go at them with gotcha questions, but will softball right-leaning people. And it's unfair. Like, it's super, like, no, and it's his show, right? It's his show. He could do whatever he wants on the show. This is me just watching what he does. And which is why a lot of people have a problem with him. And if you don't realize that that's what he's doing, then like, no, you're with him.
Then you're not paying attention.
Yeah, you're not paying attention to what's going on. That's why I don't like him.
Yeah, our radio show, our podcast, what do we have, 1,000 viewers or 1,000 followers or whatever, and we're here, like, casting aspersions on Joe Rogan, who's got 27 zillion followers. And,
yeah.
And so maybe... We're doing right now what we're accusing them of doing by saying that we know better. I don't think so. In that, I'm not telling Joe Rogan, we're not telling him how to run a show, right?
We're not telling a scientist that we know more than them.
Yeah, we're not even saying that he's wrong. Look, whatever he's doing works in the format and so forth and so on. I just don't think that intellectually, right? I look at it and like I said, I respect it, but intellectually, I am opposed to the approach, right?
And I think morally, even, too, I feel like when you have a platform like that, there's a certain level of responsibility. And especially with his approach to COVID, just saying, like, oh, I had COVID, it wasn't bad, I'm healthy, I had vitamins, it's cool. Like, that's not responsible to be spreading that, because that's just simply... is not true.
Yeah.
And morally, like, I think he's using that platform in a negative way. And so that's why I don't like him. I just don't think he's responsible with the stuff he says, because a lot of the misinformation that he puts out there is damaging is harmful.
Well, his response immediately after he got COVID was that, like you said, he did everything besides get the vaccine. Like, he literally put it out everywhere. Like, he said, I took the horse thing. I took, I don't know, I ate these mushrooms underneath my table and I hope that it worked. Like, he said every single thing that he possibly could besides, say, advocate for, you know, I don't know, this vaccine that now could have stopped him from getting it.
He even said he wouldn't have gotten it. He didn't regret not getting the vaccine because his COVID experience wasn't that bad.
Yeah, see, that's...
Like, good for you, Joe.
You said it, you know, it was inside of your comment, but I think it's really important, and you make an incredibly important point, and that is, when you have a microphone, and whether it's 10 followers or a million followers, there's a responsibility, right? And to say, yes, I got it, but it wasn't that big of a deal, it may be true, right? But it's also irresponsible. Because somebody who is less healthy than you, who listens to you, and maybe even in his case, because of his celebrity, idolizes you, they may make the same decision but not have the same constitution, and then put themselves and the people around them at risk. And that, Joe Rogan, is your failure and responsibility. Let's go to the phone. Dave from Hoffman Estates is a regular caller. I need some bells here. Yeah, Dave, we're coming out swinging, so wait for your bells, and then tell us what you got on your mind. Here on WCPT 820 AM Chicago, and I ding ding ding, ding, ding coming ding. Out swinging.
Morning, Marcus.
Morning, Dave.
You were just mentioning about the nurses, you know, like they're saying maybe 1 out of 10,000. About a good month ago, my niece, she's in her early 40s, and she's a CCU ICU nurse at a regional hospital here, and she was saying that a good number of these 20-something nursing, you know, ones that are with her, that work with her, I hadn't taken the shot because they were afraid of getting thalidomide babies. You know, they haven't had no proof on it. That's why that was their excuse for not taking the shot.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's changed since then. I haven't talked with her, but
Yeah, Dave, thanks for calling in and sharing that with us. I appreciate it. Right. There is a younger people were told from the beginning of this pandemic that they're at less risk. Right. And so that has been carrying over. And then, of course, there's the misinformation that the vaccine messes with your reproductive health. Right. So, listen, I don't know. I don't even know what to say at this point. If you don't want to take the vaccine, then fine. Don't take it. If you get sick, then don't go to the hospital. Deal with it on your own, because the scientists at the hospital are telling you to take the vaccine. If you don't want to listen to them, then what gives you the right to listen to them about anything else? Why are you saying about all health matters, you're right, except this one? This one I know better than you. Shut your mouth, get your shot, or go away. That's it. If I was having my heart attack and I couldn't get served because the hospital was filled with unvaccinated COVID patients, I would die and it would be your fault.
But the thing is that's happening, and not even just like in those instances. People who are receiving cancer treatments, going through all of that, they're experiencing the delays when they're going into the ER for services. The cancer diagnosis rate is down. I think it was, the last I checked, like over 60%. Not because people weren't getting cancer, but because they weren't getting the routine checkups. They weren't able to access all the medical care that they needed. And now they're in later stages, or they're going to have to go through more things to get healthy because it took them so long. Like, our healthcare resources are finite. They're not unlimited. And our healthcare workers are exhausted and they are tired, and they have carried us through this entire pandemic. So why not do the shot, get the shot, help support them, and just become a healthier country.
Yeah.
Let's fight through this pandemic together, because that's the only way.
They're not listening to you, Issa. They're just not listening to you.
And it's frustrating, because
we're preaching to the choir.
I got a couple more things about Joe Rogan.
Real quick, because we got things to handle before that.
I feel like a lot of people who watch Joe Rogan too watch him, and because he takes the information that they're reading and they're giving and explains it easier for them, but then gives them the thing, because keep in mind, like, a lot of Republicans, a lot of conservatives are contrarian, so a lot of them are looking for fighting points to fight back on, like, these snowflake libs, right? So they'll go to Joe Rogan, he gives them the ammo, and then they shoot the guns off to random posts, you know, posting these fake information. Unfortunately, I feel like a lot of people who watch Joe Rogan are uneducated. And, like, people who watch it are people who just want to fight. So, like, you know, that's maybe a hot take, whatever. If you watch Joe Rogan, you're listening to this, like, hey, man, you know, do your own research, as they say.
Breaking news. People who worship Joe Rogan like to fight. Yes, that is. Those are true statements. Listen, it's 8:54. So, unfortunately, I have to shift gears, because it is a national holiday. It is Bears Packers, and we have to talk about this before we go. We tried to call my dad. Dad, I'm sorry. I know you're standing by, but Paul and Nikos don't know how to use a rotary phone. And here at WCPT, we only have rotary phones because the equipment is so old. Listen, I want to tell you something. We are in a global pandemic. People are sick. People are dying. People are finding out they're sick. People are suffering. And there, you know, depression is at an all-time high, all of this kind of stuff. And what we need desperately, I believe, is joy, and we need release and distraction. And that's why Bears Packers today is so incredibly important to me. Besides the fact that I love the Bears and I hate the Packers. And I also heard that Aaron Rodgers is a puppy kicker. He kicks puppies. That's what I heard. Allegedly. I'm telling you that at noon today, for 3 hours, I will not think about Joe Rogan. I will not think about the pandemic. I will not think about Tucker Carlson being an idiot, or whether or not he's influencing the entire country to be homophobic, or whether or not there's some guy sitting on his toilet scrolling through his phone without washing his hands and calling it research. I will simply watch the Bears play the Packers, be distracted from all of it, and have a joyful experience. And that, Issa, is what I wish for you on this holiday of the Bears Packers Day. And I wish it for you, Nikos. and your sister, who I saw on the internet wearing the Walter Payton jersey.
Oh, yeah.
Which is amazing because spread the love and indoctrinate the next generation.
To love the Bears.
To Issa's parents, Mr. and Mrs. Information, giving us misinformation. I hope you enjoy the Bears-Packers game today. Nikos, to your family, to my dad, my Uncle Howie, but least of all to my friend Jill, the Packer fan. I hope she suffers through the whole thing. And when it's over, she is showered with blessings and good tidings. But for the purposes of noon to three, go Bears. What do you say?
Go Bears.
What do you say?
Follow us on Facebook at One More Good Idea. You can listen to the podcast.
Hey, if you're a Bears fan, you need to follow this show. And Paul back there in your Raiders hat behind the glass in the room, go Bears! Go Bears! Hey, everybody, have a beautiful day. My name is Marcus Newman. That's Misinformation Issa, the pop culture icon, and our producer extraordinaire, Nikos, who is ringing the bells and playing the music and everything else. We had a great day today, and we'll see you next week back here at the same time, 8 a.m. Sunday mornings, WCPT 820 a.m. Chicago.